Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me today.
That's okay.
Right, I think you volunteered for filming with me on an issue that you had regarding your weight and your eating problems, yeah?
That's right, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about what was going on for you prior to the work that we did?
I was a secret eater. Mm-hmm. My husband would go to bed, the kids would go to bed, and I'd be hitting the fridge, you know, raiding the fridge, chocolates, biscuits, anything really. Didn't have to be chocolates or biscuits. It could be crisps. I could make myself sandwiches. And I would just eat this, you know, with nobody around. I would just eat constantly, you know. If the children were sitting at the table and they hadn't eaten all their dinner, I couldn't bear the thought of it going in the bin.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd eat it. I'd put it on the side. Even if it was freezing cold, I'd still pick at it and eat it, you know. So, yeah, basically that was mostly what I was doing.
All right. So after the work that we did, what differences did you notice in how you were behaving?
After the work that we did...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't go into the fridge.
Yeah.
You know, I don't go raiding the fridge at night time. I've noticed that, you know, I can leave food on my plate and that's fine. And I actually sort of like when I scrape it in the bin, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like throwing food away.
Mm-hmm.
I've only once been sort of like raided the fridge one night.
Yeah.
Since doing this, but I've not done it at all since.
Mm-hmm.
I've found that I'm eating my food slower. I actually enjoy what I'm eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I it's just almost like I've got a freedom to choose that, yeah, I want that or no, I don't want that. And I just find it really weird that I'm doing this, you know.
Yeah.
It's just really, really strange. And also I've lost some weight as well, you know, not even trying. So it's really good.
Which I think is the really interesting point. You said not even trying.
Mm-hmm. If I want a piece of cake, I'll have a piece of cake. But mm-hmm. whereas before, I'd have had a piece of cake and then even eating that piece of cake thinking, oh, I want another piece.
All right.
I want another piece.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, you know, I'll have a piece of cake and it's not a huge piece that I used to, like, I used to cut a huge piece for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or I used to even consciously, you know, cut a piece of cake up and I'd be looking at it, you know, which is the biggest piece.
Oh, right.
So yeah. I'd have the biggest piece.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm not, you know, I just, you choose which one you want, you know, to anybody. You choose
right.
which one you want. And I don't mm-hmm. necessarily go for the biggest one, you know,
yeah.
anymore,
mm-hmm.
whereas I used to. I used to sit there and if someone picked my piece that I knew was the biggest,
yeah.
I'd be, so I've definitely got to have another piece now.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't do that. You know, I've made a cake yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know before... half of that would have been gone. It would have
yeah.
been gone. A lot of it would have been gone last night.
Yeah.
But I didn't. It's still there. It's still whole. It's still in the fridge. It's still
yeah.
in its tin, you know. No, it's fine. It's still whole. So we've said that we'll have some for tea later.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
I think it's very important to point out, and we discussed this in the work that we did, we're not taking away your choice to have food.
No, absolutely not.
You know. If it was about giving you a choice,
yeah.
a choice to have or not to have.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I said before, you know, I'm choosing
mm-hmm.
if I want it or not, you
yes.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you know, if I want the bigger piece, then I'll have the bigger piece. But
yeah.
I'm choosing not to have the bigger piece,
yeah.
which is, I just find just bizarre, really.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just like myself that's noticed it, friends have noticed.
Yeah.
I mean, my work is predominantly I actually make cakes, that's what
yes.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
And we make all sorts of things, you know, we even make, you know, meat pies and all sorts of things. I work in a farm shop, and even the people there have noticed
mm-hmm.
the difference, because, you know, like, you know, there'd be cakes sort of going all the time, you know, and they'd say, oh, you know, does anyone want these cakes? And I'd be, oh, yes, please, I'll have
mm-hmm.
them. And now I'm not, you know, I just mm-hmm. would say, no, thanks, don't want one. And I just found that everything, like the icing and things, is just so incredibly sweet. Whereas I never noticed that before. It was just, and I don't even think I tasted food before.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually tasting, oh my God, that is really sweet, you know, and it's just, and I don't find it pleasant.
Which is a total shift,
isn't
it, really?
Totally.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we we made these Bakewell tarts, and yeah. I mean, I've had them before, you know, oh, they're lovely, they're lovely. Mm-hmm. And I brought one home from work and had a piece of it. Oh, and I had to peel all the icing off the top.
Oh.
It was just far too sweet. I mean, I've had them before,
yeah.
and I've just eaten it, you know. But now I peeled all the icing off the top, didn't like that at all. It was just really, ugh.
All right, so an absolute shift in your perception of taste.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
And I think there's, you know, something else. You know, we did a lot of work on your past and your emotions around that, and also on self-acceptance, accepting yourself for who you are.
Yeah.
How is that? How has the work that we did on that affected how you feel about yourself now?
I think, you know, I can actually sort of look at myself in the mirror now and think, oh, you know, you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're fine. Whereas before, you know, I just used to think, oh, God, look at you. You know, you're just awful.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I look at myself now and think, oh, no, you know, this is like the beginning of a journey and, you know, take each day as it comes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully if I carry on doing this, you know, I will have an end result. But it's funny, you know, whenever I used to talk about my dad before, you know, about the way he was with me,
yeah.
I used to get really upset,
mm-hmm.
even just to talk to anyone. I mean, you can see at the beginning of when we did the film, at the beginning, I just like burst into tears. But now I it's just so weird, you know, I can talk to people about it,
mm-hmm.
and not get upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, you know, it was his fault. It wasn't my fault. I
mm-hmm.
didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was him.
Yeah.
So, I just, you know, and I find myself quite a lot calmer, really.
In general, right across
the Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the children still wind me up occasionally.
The children.
And I do try to tap it away, you know, but
mm-hmm.
when they're really, you know, pushing the right buttons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but, no, I mean, you know, I'll just sort of take a step back now and, or walk out the room and then walk back in with a clear mm-hmm. head and say, right, no, stop, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
But whereas before I had just gone, you know, screamed at them.
So you're much, you got a greater tolerance of things now.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, my husband said to me that he's noticed that I am different.
Yeah.
Not, you know, not dramatically hugely
mm-hmm.
different,
mm-hmm.
but he said, you know, you're a lot sort of calmer and he's noticed the way that obviously my eating habits have changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas before I'd have said, oh yeah, you know, if he's doing a breakfast or something, I'd have had like, you know, three of everything. Whereas now it's, no, you know, I'll just have a couple of pieces of that and
mm-hmm.
one of that. And I just find that I eat so much slower,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I said before.
Savouring your food.
Yeah, really. You know, tasting it really.
Yeah. In a way, kind of getting more pleasure from your food.
Yeah.
Because you weren't getting that before, whatever.
I wasn't. I was just literally putting it in my mouth and, you know, eating and not really tasting it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still wanting more at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I might have been full.
Yeah.
I might have been really full
mm-hmm.
that I couldn't eat anymore. But half an hour later, I'd be searching for something else.
Yeah.
You know, something else. And I'd have to have something sweet.
Because, you know, as we worked on the video, it was you were not able to feel the emotion that you were seeking, were you?
Yeah.
Which I think was all very interesting. Well, thank you very much for speaking with me today, Debbie.
That's okay.
Thank you, and good luck with the rest of that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.